This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. An unlikely comeback and win for the Knicks up in Boston last night. They're up 1-0 in this series. You could look at it like, hey, you got the job done already. You wanted to take one in Boston. You were able to do that. But, man, if they ever came out and won both in Boston, we'd really be cooking with gas. But at this point, you just want them to continue to play well, put pressure on the Celtics. And hopefully, this was the first time ever that the Celtics in 2024 and 2025 were afraid of the New York Knicks or were proven that they could hang. The Knicks could hang with them. They were. I mean, even in that last regular season game, they were losing. They came back. They won. They didn't care. In this game, they're up 20. I don't care. We'll just keep hoisting up threes. Now it's like, whoa, what's going on here? You telling me that these guys could actually beat us? How is that possible?
Well, I would just say, don't use the word afraid. They're not afraid of anybody. They are the defending champions, and they had an off night, and a couple guys got injured or ill. And that's key. That's going to be key for the Knicks. They got to stay healthy. The one thing I will say, and we talked about this, about these Villanova guys, they just, I don't know where they get the fuel from it, but they just keep firing away. They don't stop. They're relentless. And we saw it in so many different ways last night. And, of course, once again, OG Anunoby tells you why the Knicks made the trade for him initially and why they gave him the contract.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, is remember... Everybody talks about all these draft picks the Knicks gave up for Mikal Bridges.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who the hell on their team is a draft pick?
I mean,
Bridges may be, and
it's
Mitchell
not,
Robinson, they don't care.
But the conversation is not that. The conversation is the assets. So, like, what teams look for when they're going to trade away a star. So it's not what those picks are going to turn into or if the Knicks were ever going to use those picks. We all knew that once they acquired all those picks, it was to trade them. So it's not so much what they would turn into is more like, oh, if you still had those picks, maybe you could go trade for Giannis. And now you can't. You know, so that's really
the conversation. Yeah, but I mean, you can't. You couldn't have traded for Giannis. It's all timing.
Yeah, no, I know.
And then when you make the decision as to who you're bringing in and who you're giving up, I mean, look, they had to make some tough decisions. They did not want to lose Dante DiVincenzo. They lost him. But they replaced him with one of his former teammates in Mikal Bridges. And Mikal Bridges brought that same attitude that they had at Villanova. And this is the attitude that Jalen Brunson's been playing with. This is the attitude that Josh Hart's been playing with. I mean, it's really something to watch. I mean, you know, are they as good as some of the other players in the league? Maybe not, but collectively together, if they have this, they play with this spirit and they play with this edge. I mean, why can't they win? I bet you know, this is probably what Jay Wright told them. Why can't we win?
Why not us?
Why not us, man? I mean, as long as they stay healthy. That's going to be the key, and they get a couple breaks on the other side, which they did get last night, and that's big. This Sam Hauser thing, I'm telling you, it's a big part of what the Celtics are as a team in terms of their depth.
Chris is in Brooklyn. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How we doing?
Great, Chris.
Boomer, quick question.
Yeah.
Did you put the Porzingis jersey in Cleveland?
I did not. I will get a jersey today. We're not sure whose jersey it's coming. I don't know if I want to get into that right now because I feel like the Knicks didn't need that last night.
They didn't need it last night, but doesn't mean that they won't need it in game two.
Yeah.
I just thought it would have been cool if the Porzingis jersey went in there and he went, you know, wound up getting sick. That would have been pretty.
Yeah, but you know what would have been better had I put the Jaylen Brown jersey in the freezer and he goes 1 for 10 3-pointers. That's what you really want.
That's it. That's fine. Guys, I want to talk about Karl Anthony Towns. He looks so awkward when he puts that ball on the floor with his back to the basket. He just looks like he's off balance. And it's kind of frustrating watching him put the ball on the floor and trying to get towards the basket. He just seems so awkward with that. He really needs to call up Hakeem Olajuwon in the offseason and work with him.
Well, you know, he worked with Kyrie Irving on that fallaway jumper, and he's got it.
Yeah.
He had a fallaway jumper last night. It was a great shot.
You know what he does? He lumbers.
He's a lumbering athlete.
He's a lumberer.
And by the way, Karl Anthony Towns, welcome to New York. Because you've gotten your team, you've been a part of a team that has now gotten to the second round of the playoffs, and now this is what playing in New York is about. Everybody's now going to look at you, and they're going to try to piecemeal the problems that you either have with your game, because these playoffs tend to get a little bit tighter, although he had a couple times where he was right at the rim and he missed.
Yeah.
Where's the 3-point shot from the top of the key?
Yeah,
he didn't have any of that last night.
Yeah, none of that from him last night. I mean, to me, OG Anunoby's the second best player on the team. I trust him so much. I absolutely love the guy. I haven't gotten there with Karl Anthony Towns when the ball's in his hands. Like, what is bad is going to happen as opposed to what good is going to happen?
You know what? We got to stop that. The guy's a great basketball player. He's had a couple off nights.
He can stop it by playing better.
Yes, but, you know, again, you know, there are other players on the team like OG Anunoby, like Mikal Bridges, like Jalen Brunson, you know, that are legitimately scorers around him.
So those guys are great, and they've gotten all the compliments in the world this morning. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't be or can't be disappointed in Karl Anthony Towns.
All right, so he had 13 rebounds last night. He had the foul problems, which limited him to 31 minutes. I mean,
they're going to need it all to win this series. That's all.
Okay.
So, I mean, let's see him have one of those. He looked so good in that third game, game three, in Detroit against the Pistons. And I haven't seen it since. So, if you get that game against the Celtics, one of those games, then I'll be absolutely thrilled. But it just, I mean, last night, it wasn't about him.
I know. It's not about him.
But at some point, it's going to be.
But they won the game, and I'm not going to sit here and rip apart, you know, somebody who had an off game. I mean, like.
Well, who's ripping him apart? We're just talking about how he needs to be better. The caller called up and said that the guy was frustrated him, and it's fine. I mean, listen, it's not the lead of the night. We talk so much about how great everybody else was, but you traded for this guy to be the missing piece for a championship, and there's been too many times he's been a non-factor. So he just got, I mean, it's not crazy to ask for more from him. I mean, for God's sakes, you know, we're not asking more from Landry Shamet. We're asking more from one of the best, what's supposed to be one of the best players of basketball. That's all.
Okay. All right. They won the game, no.
Yeah, I know.
Good team.
Tim and Mayo Pack. What's going on, Tim?
Hey, good morning, and thanks for taking my call. A great win from the Knicks, but it's pretty scary. They win a game in overtime when Boston's just like that. I know Tibbs won't make this move, but if the Knicks lose a game or two, I would start Robinson, because you have Anthony coming in that later in the quarter, and I'm tired of watching them hacking Robinson when they're in the bonus. Robinson can't be on the floor when they're shooting foul shots. So that's one move that I would think if they lose a game or two to make, if it keeps on happening this way. I like to hear what you say.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Tim, Mitchell Robinson isn't out on the floor as much last night if Towns isn't in foul trouble. So let's see if this plays out the same way again. But yeah, it is. There is no doubt that the pendulum swung towards the Celtics when Towns went on the bench and then Robinson was in and they're fouling him and he's missing all the free throws. But he shouldn't have been in the game that long. So if it happens again and Towns is racking up these fouls, then yeah, maybe a strategic change should happen. But that was not the game plan in any way.
No, I mean, yeah, you have to improvise and adjust in a certain situation. And last night, you're not thinking that you're going to be pulling Karl Anthony Towns out of the game. But he is right. when Mitchell's on the court and the Celtics are in a bonus, that's when they're going after him. So, and we all know that. Everybody sees that.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Chris and Howell. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, guys. I wonder what's more likely to happen, Knicks winning six or Al treating everybody to butcher block?
Knicks and six.
Knicks and six, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, that's a...
Al's already locked out the butcher blocks unless we're paying...
Yeah, and I actually heard from one of the guys that runs Butcher Block that if we need a table, it's very difficult to get in there. Okay. He would help us out.
Oh, okay. That's
get a table
nice.
In there.
Right. Did he hear your scathing financial discussion about them?
You know, he did not indicate that in his message to me. Yes, so maybe someone just said, hey, you guys should reach out.
Well, we've been there. I feel like you've been there.
You have
been
there.
Yes, I have been there.
So we did get an offer from a buddy down there. About, you know, Butcher Block on Thursday. I mean, we did get that offer.
We did?
Oh, yeah.
From Janelle?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, he said golf and Butcher Block.
Oh, he said golf and Butcher Block. Ooh.
See? Golf and the block on the 22nd?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I know.
I always saw the golf. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would feel terrible, though. Because now it's just us. It's Al's night. And then, like, hey, Janelle, come with us to dinner and pay. It's just a
we're not doing that. Janelle's
it's a terrible
not doing
thing
that.
To do to somebody.
Janelle is not doing
it.
It seems like he wants to do that.
Janelle does a lot for us.
He really does. Apparently, my wife thought that Janelle, when I would tell her about Janelle, she pictured an 85-year-old man that would give me these nice clothes.
Oh, yeah.
So at the booming celebration, I see Janelle, and you know, I introduced Janelle to Gina for the first time. She's like, oh, my God. I thought you were like 90 years old, like a 90-year-old Italian guy. I'm like, no, he's a 40-year-old Cuban.
Yes.
You are so far off with this. I don't know where the hell.
Were you shocked when she said
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I was. I was like, where did you get
saying?
That from?
What are you saying?
I was like, what? And then I was like, is that insulting in a way or not? Or is it a compliment? I'm not sure. But yeah, it was an interesting conversation. Let's go to Jeff, who's in Red Bank. What's going on, Jeff?
Hey, guys. Hey, I just want to bring up a point.
How about bringing up a point and get a new goddamn cell phone?
What was that? I'll try one more time here, Jeff. Jeff, are you there?
Hey, I'm sorry. Can you hear me, guys?
Yeah, we got you. Yeah.
Get a new cell phone. It sucks.
I'm sorry. I was just calling to say that Boomer is infatuated with Sam Hauser today, much like his Precious Achiuwa.
Yeah, you know, Jeff.
By the way, Precious Achiuwa played, the Knicks won, and Sam Hauser got hurt.
Yeah, Jeff, I got to say, it did cross my mind. It did. It certainly
you
crossed
guys are,
my mind.
I'm just telling you things that nobody's talking about. Nobody has even mentioned this injury, and this is a part of their depth.
You know, yeah.
And that's a big part of it.
I understand.
And we talked yesterday about how the Knicks need a break or two here, stay healthy, and maybe something happened to a Celtic player like this.
Yeah, hyper-focus, a little bit of hyper-focus on it. I think it's fair.
Yeah, because nobody else is focused on it. And I'm always focused on the things that nobody else is focused on. I see things a little bit different.
Okay.
That's all.
Yeah, no, but I would have to agree that it seems like a precious spot.
Well, you know
way.
What? Because seems we started like at that. 6 o'clock. We're now at 8:15. I got 1 hour of sleep. And I've been talking about the Knicks now for 2 hours and 15 minutes. And I can't assume that who's ever listening now was listening at 6:15
no, no, no,
in the
no.
morning.
No, no, no. I'm not saying
so that's
that.
That's why I said Sam Hauser's name like 17 times already.
I understand
Sorry,
that
but
about
just
it.
Just shut the hell up and just listen. What do you want me to do?
I appreciate it. It's great. But we also mentioned, you know, Jalen Brunson's name a lot, Mikal Bridges, Jason Tatum, Jalen Brown. So you say those names a
those
lot.
Those guys are easy to name because right. that's all you know. Right. I'm talking about
this
the
one
underbelly
out.
Of...
Because it's like, wow, he's really infatuated with Hauser.
I am talking about the underbelly of the depth for the Celtics.
Man, wouldn't it be great if a Hauser jersey showed up today for Fanatics? Whoa, right in the freezer. Right in the freezer. Let's go to Mitch in Oceanport, New Jersey. Good morning, Mitch.
Morning, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Quick thing, I think we're being a little hard on Carl Anthony Towns. I know big acquisition and everything, and they basically got him to you know, got him to be the second scorer here. But, you know, they're really dependent on matchups. I mean, both teams are really hunting matchups right now. And so he was finding himself on smaller defenders most of the night. So he was just trying to take advantage of it.
Yeah, listen, I know, and I saw him back down. Who did he get matched up there? It was like in the second quarter when he was actually in the game. And he was trying to be aggressive there.
Was
and
it didn't Horford? Work out
for, no, because Horford's a bigger guy.
Oh, it was Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, it was Brown. Yes, and he's backing him down. I understand.
And he had an offensive foul there.
Yeah, I mean, I just...
What?
I don't want to get you mad. Let's talk about the Hauser injury. I just want
more. Yes, I know right. You want more.
You need more.
Yeah,
you
that's
want
all.
More.
I mean, it's not that much to ask.
There's only one basketball.
Exactly. But
it's only six fouls you're allowed to have, too.
Right.
Let's go to Tracy in Atlantic Highlands. What's going on, Tracy?
Oh, my God. This is so funny. Am I actually on the radio?
Yes, you are, Tracy. Yes. What's happening this morning?
I got a Tesla. Not like, oh, I love... you know, Doge and Trump and whatever. I'm just getting into this car because it was cheap. And so I get in, and it's on my husband's profile because you're allowed to put like two profiles in or, I don't know, three.
Yep.
And you guys are always on. I'm taking the kids to school and I'm like, these freaking guys again, right? And, but I don't mind you.
Oh, that's nice.
You sound like my wife.
I'm like the sports. You know, I'm like, whatever, like, who cares? But he's like a Knicks and a Mets guy.
Okay.
So I guess by default, I am too.
So now you're a fan yourself, Tracy, is what you're saying.
I'm not really a fan of anything, but I think you guys are so entertaining. I'm like, I kind of felt like I was sitting around like some friends from high school or college and like just driving around and listening. And like, I don't know, I might become... a listener.
Oh, wow. That's nice. Tracy, that is very, very
that's
kind
of you. Thank you, Tracy. And by the way,
we grow on you like a fungus.
Yeah. I don't want to drive a battery car. I don't. I want my Raptor.
Yeah.
And I want that badass engine that I got. And I want to eat up some gas.
Mm.
You know, but I do love me some Doge. You know that.
Well, anyway, it was very kind of her to say those things. And she goes, I don't mind you.
Oh, that's nice.
Which is a great compliment.
A lot of people in our lives say that to us.
I don't mind you. Yeah. I don't really like you. I don't dislike you.
I just don't mind you.
So, yeah, but she's admitting. She likes us more than she wants to admit. I love how she said, I'm not a fan of anything. I love that. I'm not a fan of anything.
Well, she's a fan of her kids, obviously.
Yeah, sure.
So now, the guy that invited us to Matinaconk.
He cancel on
us? No, he's like, it's okay to accept golf and butcher block. You guys should do that. I'm totally fine with it. It's a nice invite.
No.
This is the kind of crap that... who deals with this stuff like you and I deal with?
Not a lot of people, I got to say. Because we talk on the air. Everybody hears it.
Yes.
We talk about our lives just openly, and then everybody hears it. We're like, we didn't intend for you really to...
No, we're not trying to back out of Matinaconk. No, we want to play Matinaconk.
Yes, we've been talking about it for a long time. And this is a place I've never played. Jerry's never played.
And I've never played.
So we're super excited about it.
Exactly.
We are not back.
And this gentleman asked us, you know, or actually I asked him if we could play there because I hadn't played there and I've heard so much about it.
Yeah. So we're going. Yeah. We're not backing out of that.
Now he's like, you know, if you want to go somewhere else and you want to do this. And that,
No.
I mean, come on.
If Janelle wants to have us... me and Jerry and a buddy of mine is coming in on Friday. I mean, if that could maybe solve a problem, I don't know.
There's no problem. We don't have a problem.
All right.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We've been patiently waiting for over an hour for this audio that Jerry teased. We are very excited about it. So he is here now to tell us about that and also some Knicks stuff. What's going on, Jerry?
Yeah. Audio that we haven't heard. I mean, unless you're deaf, you haven't heard it this morning because one soda. Shut up, you. God.
There is a foul. It's on Hauser. It's on Hauser of Boston.
Sam Hauser. Hauser getting hurt. The Sam Hauser thing
God,
is huge.
Shut up. We know. Sam Hauser. Sam, that was in the first 90 seconds of the show. Sam Hauser. Sam Hauser. Jason Tatum? No. Sam Hauser. Jaylen Brown? No. Sam Hauser. Good Lord. Derek White? No. Sam Hauser. You got Juan Soto. Shut up. God, shut up already with Sam Hauser. God. Holy smokes. God. And that's the first 90 seconds.
Sam Hauser. Hauser getting hurt. The Sam Hauser thing is huge.
Holy crap. Okay. Now that we did that.
You obviously loaded in your tape this morning.
Oh, I did. Oh,
Sam Hauser. Sam Hauser. Sam Hauser. Sam Hauser.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Now. Now. Now that we did that.
Oh, man. Jerry, so, I got 1 hour of sleep left.
I understand. Now I'm going to play something for you. You tell me what this is in relation
Sam
to
Hauser.
And who it is. It is not Sam Hauser.
Damn.
That is not the case. Here's a weird sound for you. Now, I'm sure
that's
you know.
It's not Carlin.
It's not Carlin. Who do you think? I mean, that's pretty obvious who that is.
That's got to be.
That is Evan.
Yeah, yes.
Now, here's why Evan said it.
The Knicks are the uncrowned champions of basketball. The Celtics never beat the Knicks last year.
So,
and now, like a little baby.
Yes, and here's the full clip where Tommy's going.
The Knicks are the uncrowned champions of basketball. The Celtics never beat the Knicks last year. Those are our rings. That is our championship. And a year later, the time has come to reclaim our rightful place on the throne.
Hmm. There you go. So they went out. That was Tommy on the Knicks.
Yeah,
so
dude,
they went
dogs out. And damage, baby.
Yeah, good they start. Made him look good last night as they went in overtime, 108-105. That having been said, there's a lot. Sam Hauser got injured, yes. That's true. But the three-point shooting was certainly a theme. This was post-game on TNT.
19 of their 20 field goal attempts were threes in the third quarter.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
That's got to be one of the stupidest damn stats I ever heard. 19 out of 20 shots are threes. Come on, man. Ain't nobody that dumb, are they?
That's when your 20-point lead.
So is he calling the Celtics dumb?
Yeah, I think the game. I think he's saying the game plan is dumb.
Lazy. That's what they were.
Yeah.
They thought they had the game won.
They wound up, 20-point lead with 6 minutes to go in the third, and they couldn't close it out. They went 15 of 60 from three for the game. Here was Jalen Brunson. He had an opportunity to win this at the buzzer in the end of the fourth quarter, but missed. But he says, my guys picked me up after that miss at the end of the fourth.
It's not about putting the team in my back. It's just I have confidence in them. They have confidence in me, and we're going to go out there. We're going to compete. We're going to find the way to attack each possession. And so, it may look like I get the credit, but it's a credit to them. It's not just me.
Now,
good, good for him. I mean, that was, if he would have made that shot, I mean, that would have been unbelievable.
Well, it's almost surprising he didn't.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
I can't believe it didn't go down. It was perfectly executed. Yeah, up until the point if it didn't go in.
He had 29 points along with OG Anunoby, who had big shot after big shot. Good defense by Mikal Bridges. Josh Hart, 14 points, 11 rebounds. Here was Tatum. Yeah, we probably took too many threes. Tatum himself, 7 of 23 from the floor, 4 of 15 from three-point range.
Obviously, in hindsight, you know, if we could go back, we probably would drive the ball a little bit more because we missed a lot of shots tonight. But, you know, it's a bounce sometimes to make or mislead. And then there's sometimes where, you know, you can get a better shot.
We'll see if they have better shots next game. Now, after the game went final, we heard from Tommy earlier. This was Evan Roberts on social media reacting to the Knick win.
How many Knick fans gave up? How many Knick fans were cursing everybody out as you were getting run out of the building in Boston, Mass? I believed. I believed in Mikal Bridges. I believed in Jalen Brunson. And I believe that was an incredible game one victory. I also believe you're going to lose the next four. But congratulations. Hell of a win by the New York Knicks.
So there's your guy, Evan Roberts.
That's a weird take on things.
Yeah, very strange. He's him and Morash have been trolling the Knicks fan in a big way, and that's their right to do. And speaking of Evan, I want to go to Mike in Baldwin. What's going on, Mike?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, Mike. What's up?
So I was listening to Evan and Tiki yesterday, and Tiki was out, so it was a tough listen. And apparently,
But you were listening.
I listen all day, despite how angry the 10-6 ship makes me.
Sound like Al.
So, Evan received like 10 free hoodies from Flag and Anthem.
What are they doing?
Right? And I'm sitting there going, like, is this the guy you want marketing your clothing? You have a 42-year-old man-child who just started wearing Axe body spray yesterday. So he has the, you know, he has the hygiene of your average middle schooler who normally dresses like an 8-year-old from a third-world country. I can't believe that they allow him on television looking like he does.
Oh, my God, that is tremendous.
I swear to God, like, this is the guy who gets 10 free hoodies? I mean, I'd rather see Schwartz get... I mean, I don't even know if they make them that big, but, like... Christ almighty.
Oh, my God, Mike, what a phone call. Yes. So I think what Flag and Anthem is thinking is Evan needs some help.
Yes, that's
so
exactly.
So he can't dress himself. So let's give him some help and take that out of it and get him some nice clothes. So that's why Flag and Anthem is sending him the stuff. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say.
I did go to SNY a couple weeks ago with Sal for something to be an event. And I was over there late afternoon, and on the big screen, there's Evan. He looked like a slob. Now, some days he's dressing better, for sure. But in this particular day, and all I could think of is they're looking up like, this is what's on our show.
I'm just thinking, like, when he leaves here, does he walk in traffic?
I don't know what he does.
I mean, he did get hit by that taxi a number of years
ago. He did.
Maybe he was meandering in traffic and talking to himself.
Yeah. But good for Flag and Anthem stepping up, sending him some quality stuff. And hopefully this changes his wardrobe trajectory for the rest of his adult life.
Game 2, Knicks Celtics tomorrow night. Elsewhere, last night you had at Oklahoma City, the Nuggets with the win over the Thunder.
7 seconds left. Westbrook, 5 seconds. They're down by one. Gordon got it! Aaron Gordon with a deep shot. Williams, three-quarter court. No good! The Nuggets steal game one.
That was Ian Eagle on TNT, 121-119. Aaron Gordon with what turned out to be the game winner with 3 seconds to go. He says the hard work paying off.
I've worked on my jumper a lot, you know, throughout the years. You guys have seen a maturation of it. So it's nice to have it all culminate in a game winner.
And to go along with his 22 points, he had 14 rebounds, 42 and 22 for Nikola Jokic.
That is not ridiculous, too shabby. Those numbers.
Yeah, pretty good. Game 2 tonight for the Pacers and the Cavaliers. You've got Indiana up 1-0 there, and you'll have the Warriors and the T-Wolves with Game 1 of their Western Conference semifinal. All right, we'll get to the baseball now because we've got a couple of things to give you. Padres, Yankees at the stadium, and it looked like the Yankees were going to win this game. They were up 3-0 in the late innings, and then before you blink, they were down.
Here comes a 1-2 to Dominguez. The pitch. Breaking ball, swung on a miss. San Diego with a victory tonight. 4-3, and that was a good one for the Padres. A come-from-behind victory. It's their sixth consecutive victory.
Yeah, it came back on Luke Weaver and Devin Williams as they scored those 4 runs in the eighth. That was Dave Simmons, the call here on the Fan. Carlos Rodon, 6 2/3, scoreless. Just 3 hits, but he gets nothing for his efforts. Now, Rodon has struggled here, as we know, and the fans have not been kind to him. Williams is kind of going through it a little bit, so they did ask for Rodon to kind of speak to what Williams might be dealing with.
Yeah, I mean, I've been through it, you know. I know what that feels like. It's not easy, but, you know, we acquired him for a reason. He's such a great pitcher. You know, he just needs to build that confidence and
build the confidence back up. But if you listen to Williams, he feels like he has turned a corner and everything will be okay.
I feel like I still have.
What adjustment do you think you needed to make there?
It was the landing spot, to be honest with you. I couldn't figure it out with the release point on my fastball, and it was getting away from me.
So I don't know if that has to do with the rain and the softness of the mound, because he was talking about the mound being an issue
earlier. He stinks?
It could be that.
Yeah.
Anyhow, Luke Weaver gave up the hits, but it was Williams that loaded the bases. Clark Schmidt against former Yankee Michael King tonight on the Fan with coverage at 6:25. With the win, the Padres have won 6 in a row. They're 23-11. You got the Yankees now sliding down to 19-16, but Boston, I think, lost again, so they're still atop the AL East. As for the Mets, they moved back to 10 games over 500 as they beat the Diamondbacks 5-4. This was a tough one, as Keith Radwood point out when the game went final.
Boy, it was hairy, sweaty, and testy in the last two innings, but the Mets survived.
Yes, they did survive.
He definitely did that on purpose. Hairy, sweaty, testies? Come on.
Say testies.
Well, he said hairy, sweaty, testy. Testies. Someone said, I bet you can't work in hairy, sweaty, testies in your call, and he did it.
That was not in there. That wasn't AI.
I'm telling you, he definitely.
Eddie got me with the Emmanuel Babari one the first time.
Yeah,
you can sit on my face.
that was fake.
This is real.
Unless Marco did AI to me.
All right, let me hear one more time.
Boy, it was hairy, sweaty, and testy.
Yeah.
In the last two innings, but the Mets survive.
Definitely.
Yeah. So you think someone challenged him to get in wet, sweaty testes?
Yes.
Hairy,
why would you say that a game was hairy and sweaty and testy?
Because it was hairy and
put it in that order.
I'll tell you why. It got hairy with the bases loaded, and they should have actually taken the lead or at least tied the game. And Dednell Nunez walked off the mound like he was out there in the Arizona desert for 6 hours, soaking wet. And it was testy. You had Alvarez throw the guy at second. He was challenged to say a hairy, wet, testy.
I don't know.
He said hairy, sweaty, testy, didn't he?
Yes.
That's how he said it.
Well, he didn't say it that way. He said it was hairy. Yeah, I guess he did say
it.
Yeah,
he said hairy, sweaty, testy, Jerry.
Something like that,
And that slider
Sam Hauser.
Yeah, Sam Hauser. That slider, Howie was hanging like a ball sack.
He didn't say that. Oh, my gosh. All right. David Peterson, Zach.
Sweaty balls.
Of course.
Zach Gallen go tonight. And the Reds play. You sent me this, so I went and I dug up the actual radio
call.
This
was awful.
So this is Reds Braves. This is the bottom of the third inning. Atlanta's up 2-0, a runner on base, and this happens. This is Reds radio.
There goes the runner again on the 3-2, and it's hit down the left field line. Long run for the left fielder, Callahan, and he makes a spectacular catch up against the side wall. No, it's down. I guess the ball's down. It came out. Callahan is down, and they're going to circle the bases. All the way around is Olsen. It looked like initially that Callahan caught it, but up against the side wall, and Matt Olsen never stopped running. And I think that's going to go as an inside-the-park home run for Matt Olsen. It looked like he caught it initially, then he went crashing up against the side wall.
And got seriously injured. This is his manager, Terry Francona.
Splinted now. He's in the clubhouse, and we're sending back to Cincinnati in the morning and line up a surgery. He has a couple broken bones there in his forearm, and he's going to have some surgery.
Apparently, this poor kid just got called up a few days ago or a few games ago.
Yeah, this is definitely a visual thing because the guy doing the broadcast didn't really do it justice. But, I mean, it is ugly.
Yeah.
It's one of those like, oh.
He was going 100%. Basically, I thought he broke his neck at first when I saw the replay, but it was his arm.
I mean, you would think that you would have a little sense of where you are in the field. But I guess since he just got called up, not used to playing. Maybe he's never played in that stadium.
That's what the warning track's there for, but, you know.
Yeah, no, but that's, so they were in Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
So maybe he's never played in that stadium. I don't know, but, man, he went head first like he was a bull running into a barrel.
Certainly applaud the effort. Ravens release kicker Justin Tucker. Islanders win the draft lottery, and the Maple Leafs beat the Panthers 5-4.
You know, it's funny. The Islanders win the draft lottery. Last time they drafted number one was 2009. And we were here for 2 years, and it was John Tavares. And they selected John Tavares over Victor Hedman, which was obviously a great defenseman. Both players are great. I think both teams worked out. It worked out well for the Islanders and the Lightning, of course. But the Islanders will have another choice, between a top defenseman and maybe one of two centers. And one of those centers is a local kid from Hauppauge, James Hagans, who's playing at Boston College.
Nobody cares about hockey.
Turn that one around.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this Tuesday morning. We have, of course, to wait, understand, not going to go back-to-back with these second-round games. Wednesday night will be game 2 in Boston, and then we'll see the Garden go crazy for Knicks Celtics game 3 on Saturday. And this is it. This is now a series. This is now something we didn't expect. If they would have, I mean, I was seriously, when they were down 20, I was going to text you. I had the text written out, like, I'm going to bed. Like, I was.
So you.
I didn't do it, though. Stayed up.
So you were like Evan said, Nick fans wanted to give up.
Out. Oh, of course.
100%. Can't ever give up. Especially in NBA games.
I didn't. I hung in there.
Yep.
I hung in there, but I was close. I was like, I got to get up and scream about this team tomorrow. I need my rest.
Well, you heard the TNT guys talking about it. 19 of 20, three-point shots.
Got the dumbest basketball I ever seen in my life.
Yeah, and the third quarter, they played into the Knicks' hands.
Yep. That is right. Let's go to Frankie, who's in Yonkers. What's going on, Frankie?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
Good, man. What's up?
I went to bed with a smile on my face last night after that victory. I mean, I would have preferred not to go down 20 points to get that victory, but I'll take it anyway. I called last week. I spoke to you guys. I was mentioning Carl Anthony Towns and how he has to be a factor. I mean, you watched that game last night. I mean, his stat line doesn't even show how bad he played. I mean, the foul baiting, the missed shots at point-blank range. I mean, I know he had a reputation over in Minnesota to be soft, but, I mean, this is really coming out. And, I mean, if we really want to beat the Celtics, and I know we won last night, but I'm talking about wire-to-wire, you know, a solid victory against them. He's got to step up. I mean, he can't come in with 6 field goals and 14 points. He has to step up on the offensive game.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Frankie, I agree wholeheartedly. It's not something I also agree with Boomer's point that we're not going to focus on that part of it. But, yeah, if you want to take down the defending champs, he's got to be more of a factor. I mean, the guy makes $50 million a year, for God's sakes. You know, I mean, but you have high expectations for him, just like everybody else in this town that gets paid like that. But they won, and we've learned that they can win without him. But at some point, he's going to have to be the guy multiple times in this series if they want to move on to the conference
finals. All
right,
so here's the thing. The guy is going to be Jalen Brunson. He's going to be continuing to be the guy. He always has the ball in his hands. He's going to make the decisions. So, you know, he's going to get the last shot off. He's going to be the guy that's asked to hit the big shot. It's not going to be Carl Anthony Towns. I wouldn't say he's an all-star, don't get me wrong, and he's going to make one of those three all-NBA teams, as Reggie Miller was pointing out last night. But I understand what you guys are saying. He does have to be more involved. There's no question about it, especially offensively. But this is a team built with veterans, and those veterans showed up last night. OG showed up last night. Bridges showed up last night, even though he didn't have a great three-point shooting night. But when they needed a bucket, he delivered. And, of course, it's Jalen Brunson's show. He's the guy. But as long as they play with that effort that you talked about, especially with Mikal Bridges, for 51 minutes, you know, they have a chance. We were talking about this yesterday. Are they going to win or are they going to lose in 5? Are they going to lose in 6? If you get, you know, you got Stephen A. out there screaming, if you get in the 6, I'll be really proud. And I'm like, what? What? we're going to be really proud if they get it to 6?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
this team is built now to win now.
That's right, which is exactly playing into the point of you brought Carl Anthony Towns in to be able to beat the Celtics.
Exactly. So, and they beat the Celtics, even though he wasn't as big a part of it as you would have liked him to be. But what I see is the fact that the other guys on the team had even more of a hand in winning, which is great, which is what you want. You want balance. The only thing that's not balanced on this team is essentially Jalen Brunson is the man. And we all know that. And we all know that he has to deal with the mental pressure and the physical pressure of leading the basketball team, which he is obviously able to do.
Yes, better than anybody I've seen in my lifetime in a Knicks uniform.